Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. To find out which benefits you qualify for and to find out if you're getting the benefits that you deserve, you need to call Best Medicare. Our licensed insurance agents can look up your current benefits and tell you what additional benefits are available to you. It's easy. Just one call. Tell us the deductibles you prefer, the doctors you want to see, and if you want prescription drug coverage. The service is free and you have no obligation. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. You deserve every medical care coverage benefit out there, and we'll help you get them. Call 800-901-5093. That's 800-901-5093. 800-901-5093. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
We want to encourage you to visit us at intotomorrow.com. Not only where you can hear all 3 hours of the show each and every week, you can subscribe to our free podcasts. You can also subscribe to our free once-a-week tech newsletter that has all kinds of info, like tech news, go figure, who would have thought, and some thoughts to make you smile. We let you know who's on the show this week, what kind of prizes are currently available, and all kinds of stuff. So do visit us at intotomorrow.com. While you're there, check out the videos of all the radio interviews from our CES coverage, which, by the way, is brought to you in part by
IFA in Berlin, the most significant live event for digital consumer products. Visit ifa-berlin.com. By Viper, no one dares come close. And by Fire Technologies, a leading platform for intelligent spatial AI and AR navigation technologies. Visit phiar.net.
Our next guest developed a self-diagnostic COVID breath analyzer and COVID room detection. There's some really cool tech that they're working on here, and we get a chance to talk about. The chairman and co-founder of a company called Optive Technologies is Conrad Bessemer. Conrad, welcome into Tomorrow. How you
Thank
doing?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
It's our pleasure to have you on the show, because it's always important to talk about the kinds of things that you guys are doing. But before we went on the air, you told me how it's even more important than just products.
Exactly. This is not about products. This is about an experience. And I want you to think back. And we just talked about that. Think back to 2019.
Yeah, it wasn't really that long ago.
It wasn't, but it seems like a lifetime ago.
Yes.
And why is that? Because we used to go out with friends. We used to visit relatives.
Remember back in the day.
Yeah. Remember back in the day. And so usually my parents would tell me that. And back in the day was 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
We used to walk to school. We used to do all this. Oh, right. Okay. So now we're asked to go back 3 years in our lifetime. And that was an eternity ago. No masks. You went out and enjoyed friends. You went out to a bar. You went out and you embraced each other. Well, no one embraces anymore. I can't even shake hands anymore.
Yeah, we got to do fist bumps and elbows.
You know, I get confused. Fists, elbows, and I'm doing a body contortion to say hello to Dave. Mm-hmm. So that is what we're about. So we're a technology company, and technology is about solving this. We have virologists that work for us now. I'm not from that background. Those are really smart people. We're an engineering company. We've been in engineering of products for 50 years. I've owned that company with my partner for the last 20 years. We've expanded that by technology. So we brought in sensors. We measure vibration. We measure power on that. We know when machines are going to fail. So that was really a perfect application to say, can't we predict this situation? Can't we tell you when COVID's in the air? Can't we tell you when COVID's in your mouth? Can't we do this? Why are we suffering? The world's greatest country, the world's greatest economy, and we have the highest death rate in the world from this pandemic.
And why it seems the only real way to deal with it is to get that brain tickle. That is not a pleasant experience.
experience either.
And that's a great point. So, and I appreciate the segue into that. So you're good at this. So
yeah, I try.
I think you've done it more than I have. But but anyway, let's talk about these tests. Abbott's a customer of ours. We make machinery for Abbott. We help them get machinery out for the vials and the tests and everything else. They make these tests. Lots of people have made the tests. And originally, these tests, PCR tests, they are the gold standard. They work very well.
Sure.
Okay, now we've authorized home tests and everything else. And the big test there, big change, was really going from what is medically administered, okay, to then going to saying, okay, the average person needs to use these swabs. So let's think about that. And so the way you're supposed to do a test, the medical professional, and they teach them in school, and of course my virologist tells me, Conrad, this is how you're supposed to do it. I said, really? So you're supposed to tilt your head way back. I can't even do this. So
yeah.
You tilt it way back, and you know why you do that? Because you're putting that swab way up, and when you incline yourself, that somehow you're horizontal, which I can't do anymore because I'm not going to admit my age anymore. So you can't do that, and it feels like that swab is going up to your brain.
Yeah.
And so they've done studies. If I test here, which is what most Americans do, because that's the easy way, and we
and
want
for those
the
listening
path.
Yet on the radio, not yet seeing the video, he's
oh,
just...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries. But I want to let our audience know you're talking about maybe...
The tip of the nose.
The tip of the nose, yeah.
So the average person goes up maybe a half an inch, maybe an inch, and it starts to... First of all, it's a little tickle, and it feels a little strange.
But you're not getting the brain tickle, because that's apparently where this virus is detected?
Well, let's think about it. It's designed for perfection. Mm. So right now, I mean, we have our masks off. We've been tested, vaccinated to be at this show and this event. But let's imagine, horrible nightmare that it would be, but one of us has COVID. Okay? Let's say it's
for me,
you.
It would be again.
It would be again. Let's make you the guy that has COVID. Okay?
Gee, thanks.
Okay? I'm sorry because I, you know... So it helps the demonstration. So
gotcha.
You're the one. You breathe to me. I breathe it in. Doesn't matter. It goes in the nose. Doesn't matter. It goes here. I have COVID. I instantly have COVID. Okay. The average test isn't going to show that for 2 days, 5 days. They tell you all sorts of things.
So you could be 2-3 days from now after the interview and say, I think I got it from Dave, but who knows?
But who knows? Yeah. But the point is that let's say some people here, even though they're vaccinated, they got infected tonight. They're now infectious.
And spreading it.
Right. Okay? To the average person, not to our approaching age group, okay? We have really great immune systems. Little kids have wonderful immune systems. As we age, our immune system ages with it. But then you have all these immune compromised people. You have people that have severe comorbidities of hypertension, diabetes, or obesity in this country, okay? Those people are more prone to, if they get COVID, to be in the hospital and potentially have a serious outcome. You don't want that. First of all, the deficiency of the test is beautiful. It's well-designed. It's the gold standard PCR. The home test is designed right after that as well. But then they're going to tell you, well, you were just potentially exposed yesterday. It's too soon. Well, why is it too soon? Well, it's because it's gotten into this cavity here. You're breathing it in. It's going down here. Now it's starting to replicate. And then what's happening is then it's going through the rest of your system. And maybe now it gets to the tip of your nose. Maybe. Okay? So that's why they really want to take the test sample right at your throat. If you poke this through and you're horizontal, that will go to the back of your throat. We would say back to our brains, it's really our throat.
Yeah.
Then you might get positive, okay? So for those 2 to 5 days, you are walking around, going to a restaurant, you're taking your mask down, you are infecting people. If you go to see your grandmother, you go to see your parent in my case, okay, that you could infect them and you could lead to a very dismal outcome for them.
And you don't know it.
You don't
and
know it.
And therein lies
none
the problem.
None of us want to infect other people.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But you don't know it. And so you are unknowingly spreading this pandemic. That's what we're doing.
So before we run out of time, this is where Optive Technologies...
Now we can talk about products.
Okay,
okay,
gotcha.
So basically, imagine this, that we have room detection. So imagine that I imagine you came from out of town. I think you're Ohio area, perhaps?
Miami. Florida.
Okay, it sounds like me. I'm down in Florida now, but my business is up north. I go back and forth.
Yeah.
So you're going down there, and imagine you're checking into a hotel out here. Lots of wonderful hotels. Imagine you could check into that hotel, and this shield of safety, your room is green. How do you know that? Because you have an Optiv VeraWarn device in that room, and you look in, that hotel owner has the courtesy and respect for you as somebody that's spending money with them, and they put this device in there to tell you it's all clear again. So that's the experience of returning to safety. Now, let's also say tonight, after all this, and you don't partake of all this, that you go out for dinner, and after that dinner, during which you've taken your mask off and everything else, you want to know, did I get exposed tonight when I took my mask off? Okay, and in the future, this is a little bit smaller. This is the test device we use. You put it up to your mouth.
Okay, which you have done, and that's why you sound muffled now. And you just breathe into it.
All you do is breathe again.
Okay.
5 seconds later, red, green, amber. This is what you do. That's all you do. 5 seconds. NIH proven in a lab last month. Not, this is just the handle.
Yeah. So I'm just showing it to the camera.
It collapses
a little bit more.
very easily.
All right.
Okay. Red, green, yellow. Yellow is flu. Red is COVID. Green is you're all clear. You know in 5 seconds.
But I like the fact that different colors are telling you whether it's just the flu, which whoever would have thought we'd be saying, I have just the flu, don't worry.
All these spike viruses are protein spikes. On a conductive media in there, we know immediately what they are.
Yeah.
So it's not a classic PCR test. Instead, it's using technology and sensors. This is what returns us to 2019.
Now, is this a product that is currently available or something
you're
just working on?
We're waiting for the FDA emergency use.
Okay.
It's been submitted. We're waiting for their response. The room detectors are available because they don't regulate room detection.
Okay.
But once I put this to my face,
yeah.
And once I...
Now it's touching you and...
And once I'm giving a personal diagnostic, we rely on the FDA to make sure that we're not doing something. But we can do no harm here. We can only do good.
Yeah.
So we can work with Abbott. We just give you an example. We've cleared the supply chain. Qualcomm, 1.5 billion chips. Panasonic, Bosch. There is no supply chain problem.
Good.
The only
issue... So you're
issue,
ready to release product.
We are ready
product.
To go yeah. as soon as the administration and the FDA join with us in helping end this pandemic.
Gosh, I could only hope. And I'm glad you said this administration and the FDA, because it does, it's a team effort.
They all work together. It is a team effort.
It has to be done.
Okay, we've worked hard. I have to, and one of the things, last thing, and then you can cut me off, because I know.
Well, time-wise, we're in trouble.
No, I get that. First of all, you started off saying, I've developed. I couldn't do this without a team of people.
Of course.
200 people. India, we've tested throughout thousands of homes. We've tested with NIH. Personnel have helped us along the way. I have people and staff, virologists around the world. We have staff around the world. I couldn't do it without them. I wish I had the brain power to do this myself.
Gotcha.
Just like this great company running.
Well, obviously.
It's a team.
You're right.
Okay?
My name's on the logo, but it takes
them,
a team.
All of them. I got my name in press tonight, but all of them are responsible for this. And I thank every last one of them.
Well, and I thank you for joining us on the program, because it is very important.
To meet you and Chris.
And our team that is here to bring further into tomorrow, our audience. The chairman and co-founder of Optiv is Conrad Bessemer. You want to visit his website
and their website.
And see what he and his team are doing to help fight this and deal with these issues. VeraWarn, like virus, V-I-R-A, warn, W-A-R-N.com. Of course, we will link you there as well when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Conrad, thanks again for joining
Thank
us.
You.
Continued good luck to you guys.
Return to normalcy.
Yes. Oh, the only thing we hope to catch here in Vegas is our flight home.
Absolutely.
Deal.
And hopefully we have pilots.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, that too. Okay. There's that issue.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow, our 27th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech. Do stay tuned. There's lots more to come from CES 2022 here in Vegas on the Advanced Media Network.